This is Vikram Krishna from PodTech India. Most everyone has heard of NASSCOM, the National Association of Software and Service Companies in India. It was good to get an opportunity to go to Pakistan and meet the president of PASHA, the Pakistan Software Houses Association. I caught up with Jahanara and took a ride with her in a car so that we could find out just what PASHA has been up to and what it is and where it's headed.
3 years ago, PASHA was an organization where members were not paying up their dues, where things were in a bit of a disarray simply because there had been a lot of politics and a lot of antagonism between the association and the government. And things needed to be taken in hand, and what better way than for a woman to take over at this stage.
Several things needed to be done to reawaken interest among the members and also, of course, to bring in new members.
Well, I started to have regular meetings with the members. I went to see many of the companies themselves, find out what their problems were, what were the issues, what they needed from the association. I also started a dialogue with the Pakistan Software Export Board, which is part of our Ministry of IT. To put that relationship on a sound footing, we actually had a workshop with the new MD of the organization to work out how our association and PSEB could work together to put the industry back on track. And I think that made all the difference, because the members saw that the government and the trade association were working together. The members also saw that there was a lot more activity within the association that was positive rather than negative and antagonistic. And I think that helped a lot. We also invited people from outside. We took delegations to neighboring countries, especially to try and build relationships.
Clearly, the efforts began to pay off.
It took about 6 months to a year to get most of the members to become a part of the PASHA fold.
She was co-opted into the position a few years back when the incumbent had to retire for personal reasons.
All the executive committee members were in agreement that I should take over, and I don't think I had a choice. I just sort of agreed.
It was an enormous challenge. While the association was a decade old, it really hadn't built up too many members, nor were there quite enough activities.
Once we had started the activities, members started to participate. We found that not only did the old members who had stopped paying their dues, not only did they bring their membership status back on track, but also a lot of new members started to become part of the association. A lot of new companies and old companies who had never seen value to being a part of this association.
Well, it's always interesting when a group of businessmen take their activities and work together and build it into a nascent industry, a sunrise industry. But the government, of course, has a role.
The government should stay out of business. However, there are certain policy measures that need to be taken by the government to ensure that things are made easier for the industry. So, for instance, we want them to work on the infrastructure issues, the power issues, the human resource development, also to work on policy that will make it easier for our companies to be able to access capital. And also, of course, the marketing and branding of Pakistan as a whole, which will make it easier for our companies to get business from outside of Pakistan.
She's clearly done a great job, and what's more, put down a good track for more interesting achievements in years to come.
I think that the last 3 years have been good for the branding of PASHA, for the companies, for the rebuilding of trust, and for the consortium building that has begun to take place within the industry. Because our companies are large to medium size, it is important that they work together if they are going to target large projects both domestically and internationally. That has begun to happen. Mergers and acquisitions have begun to happen. What the new president needs to do is to build on this.
By the end of October, Jahanara's second term as president comes to an end, and under the bylaws of the association, she won't be eligible to stand for election again.
Dara's a tiny woman, but she's set a huge example for the association and the industry.
There is a lot more to be done. A lot more interaction with the government is required, a lot more interaction with industry players around the region. We've built a lot of relationships on a regional level with Associo and APICTA and with Indian companies. And I think these relationships need to be carried forward. I'll be around. I'm not going to be president anymore, but I've been always an active part of the association for the last 11 years. And there's no reason for me to back out of being a part of activities from this day forward. So I'll be there to help whenever I can.
Jahanara is a very persuasive woman.
No. They expect it of me.
Not surprisingly, some of the members want Jahanara to continue as the general secretary or perhaps the executive director of the association once the rules are amended to have a full-time paid staff to actually run things on a day-to-day basis while policies and general direction is set by the industry members, the way it's done in other countries. It's difficult to imagine the kind of personal commitment she's put on the line.
Well, I was surprised that it took me almost 95% of my time totally on PASHA activities to get most of these things to happen.
She's an entrepreneur in her own right. She's run an IT business for many years and been a fully paid up member of PASHA also for many years, and has had a tremendous time running both her own business called Enabling Technologies and balancing the act with the enormous amount of time and effort she spent with PASHA. Doing both has been a challenge for her and a sacrifice.
Multimedia company which I've been running for about 12 years now. It took me away from the company totally. If I did not have a team that could have carried on the work, I think probably the company would have folded because I gave it no time at all. So I've been lucky in that I had long-term clients who stayed with us because of the service that we delivered over the years, but the company has not grown the way it would have if I had paid attention to it. So I think that was one of the negatives of this entire commitment to PASHA.
Given her positive outlook, it's not surprising that she's set about looking for a way by which the next president can balance better the demands of her own business and the industry's needs.
In order to provide consistency of service, I think we need a full-time staff running the association. At the moment, it is just volunteers. And no matter how much time you may give it, you will not be able to provide the kind of service that an association like this requires. So I've started the ball rolling by setting up a secretariat. We are hiring two young people who will offer the service. But I think we need to follow the model that is followed all around us in the region, where we have a paid CEO running the association and the industry players offering the expertise and policy making decisions. We've started talking about it, and I think a decision will be made in the next few weeks before the election. So we should have that started, say, within the next couple of months. And I think that's a good sign. The secretariat will no doubt grow as the need for it increases. We've also started strengthening our communication vehicles, which is very important because we found that although the association was doing a lot of work, some of it was not conveyed to members, to the domestic market, and also to the international market.
Given her experience and track record, it's quite possible that she might choose brand management herself as a new direction for Enabling Technologies.
You see, until a few years ago, I think not many people outside of Pakistan knew that we had an IT industry. Many of our companies had been working with clients in the US and in the region, but it was not marketed well. And so it took us a number of years to get the word out there. But now the perception is that we have a good IT industry. We have a small IT industry. We have about 350 companies working here in Pakistan. And I think the perception is that although we're not large, we do deliver quality, and that we are the people to watch as far as future business is concerned.
And the world will be watching. You were listening to Jahanara, the president of PASHA, the Pakistan Software Houses Association, in conversation with Vikram Krishna from PodTech India.